Not being careful to marry Mishan because they had to eat pig chazer, because the restaurant owner thought he was a guy because he didn't wash his hands before eating and therefore he gave him a chazer to eat. And not being careful, my machorin caused someone to divorce his wife. People tricked the wife into thinking that the husband told her to give them money, and their sign was that showed that they weren't lying is that the husband just ate lentils. Now the only way they knew he had eaten lentils because he didn't wash my machorinim. And then when the man found out what happened, he divorced his wife. Ravin said, not being careful, my machorinim caused a yid to eat nevela. The restaurant owner gave the person nevela to eat, not just chazer. And not being careful, my machorinim caused someone to kill his wife, because his version of the story was that the man killed his wife at the end of the story. Rav Abba followed Rav Dimi regarding the Maimachroinim, and followed Ravin regarding the Maimachroinim. Zochem Ravaita with regard to water heated by fire. Chizki said it may not be used for Maimachroinim, but Rav Yechanan said it could be used. Rav Yechanan said that he asked for Gamliel, the son of Rebbe, who only ate things at a level of Taharas, and he said that all Gedolim of the Galil use such water. With regard to water from the Chamei Tveria, Chizkiya said it may not be used for Mayim Rishonim, but may be used to toil one's hands in them. Rabbi Yechanan said one may toil his entire body in them, but not his face, hands, and feet. If it's kosher for tefillah of the entire body, why is it not kosher for tefillah of the face, hands, and feet? As Mara Papa said, when these waters are in their natural place, everyone agrees it's valid for tefillah of the hands, etc. as well. If the water is taken in a keli and poured onto the hands, everyone agrees it would not be kosher for Mayim Rishonim. Machlekes is regarding a case where the water was channeled to a smaller area that's still connected to the main body of water. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not valid for tefillah of the hands, as a gzera may lead to someone to take the water in a keli and pour it over the hands. Chizkiya says there's no such gzera. We find a similar machlekes between a Tanakhama of a Bryson and Rav Shimon Malazar regarding whether we are gezer in this way. Said, the reason we're required to wash our hands for bread is to create a routine for truma, and also because it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Abayi said it's a mitzvah to listen to the words of Chacham. Rav said it's a mitzvah to listen to the words of Rabbi Lozman Aruch, who says that there's a basis in the Torah for this washing. So Rabbi Lozman and Rabbi Shaya said the Rabbanan only mention washing the hands for produce for purposes of cleanliness. Those in the yeshiva thought that this means that there's no obligation, but there's still a mitzvah. Rav said there's no chiv and there's no mitzvah. It's only optional. This argues Rav Nachman, who said that someone who washes his hands for produce is considered to be haughty. Rabbi said that he was by Rav Ami Nervasi and a basket of fruit was brought to them. They ate without washing their hands. Also, they did not give me anything to eat. They did not try to include me as a third person to allow for Zeman for benching. And they went ahead and each benched on their own. From here we learned three things. Number one is that you don't have to wash your hands for produce. Number two is no zima for eating produce. And number three, that when there are only two people eating, they should separate and each bench on their own. Bryce says this as well, that where there are only two people eating, they should separate and each bench on their own. However, this is only when both are capable of benching. If one of them is an Amma or it's the other, should bench for both of them. So Gemara Vayta, Bryce says, washing hands for chulin should be done until the second joint of the finger. Washing for truma should be done all the way up to the top knuckles. When washing the hands and feet from the kira and the base of Migdosh, they have to be washed all the way until the wrist. Anything that would be considered a chatzitza on the body for tefillah would also be considered a chatzitza for washing the hands for chulin and for washing the hands and the feet in the mikdash. Rav showed that when washing for chulin, one must wash his hand until the second joint, and when washing for truma, he has to wash up until the top knuckle. Shmuel showed that in both cases, that one must wash until the upper knuckle. Rav Sheisha showed in both cases, one must only wash until the second joint. Bar Hedya said, I was by Rav Ami when he said that in both cases, one must wash until the upper knuckle. Don't say that's because he was a kohen, because Rav Meyasha, the grandson of Rabbi Shulman Levi, who was a Levi, also said in both cases one must wash until the upper knuckle. Zachim Arvaita, Rav said a person may wash his hands in the morning and stipulate that they remain tar for eating bread the entire day based on this washing. In fact, Rav Avina told the people of Paksa the Arvos, where water was very scarce, that they may wash their hands in the morning and stipulate that they should remain tar for eating bread the entire day based on this washing. Some say Rav Avinu only allowed this because of the pressing need, meaning the scarcity of the water, but otherwise he would not have allowed it, and therefore he argues on Rav. Others say they would have allowed it even without the pressing need as well, and was therefore following the view of Rav.